This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 23rd. God's word to you today is right positioning. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 4, from the New International Version, and it says, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life." Looking to another person for approval is setting yourself up to be miserable. Do not hinge your life on having a man say you are beautiful. Look in the mirror and hear your Heavenly Father say you are beautiful. Then if a man says you are beautiful, it would be an addition. Should your parents or spouse affirm you? Is that their calling, their job? Yes, but what if they never do it? What are you going to do? But when you look to God for approval, you are positioning yourself to be unstoppable. Because the source of your inspiration, your fire, your motivation, your self-worth, and your confidence is God and not a man. The source of your confidence is the God that does not change. The same God that has loved you with an everlasting love. He's not going to wake up in the morning and say because of the mistakes of yesterday, he's not going to tell you how beautiful you are today. You need to ask yourself this question. Who do I look to for approval? Write the person's name down. Be brutally honest with yourself because this is between you and God. If up until now it has been a man, I want you to strike off that person's name. Strike it out. Now, write my Heavenly Father above that person's name. To cheer up when you feel defeated, firstly, do not let defeat define you. Secondly, choose to let defeat transform you. The truth is, the feeling of defeat is inevitable in life. No matter how brilliant you are, you're going to feel defeated at some point. No matter how gifted you are, you're going to have that feeling of defeat. But you can choose to let defeat transform you. I used to hate losing, but now I love winning. Looking at this on the surface may not make much sense, but it is huge. I used to hate losing when I was much younger. I would kick myself really hard for losing video games. Other people would move on, but I would not. I would even lose my appetite. But as I grew, I discovered that this thing called defeat happens to everybody, even the best teams in football. In fact, I discovered that this thing called defeat, this feeling, is normal. So I began to allow it to propel me to prepare. When I get defeated in chess, for instance, I go back and replay the entire game in my mind, from beginning to the end. I question the thinking behind the moves my opponent made. When we meet again, you can guess what will happen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the grace and wisdom to consciously allow the feeling of defeat to transform and propel me into greatness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.